Did this celeb make a huge fashion faux pas on the red carpet at the Emmys earlier this week? You be the judge. You can text in 99.25. It's Finney. Donna Sakers in for Nikki and Stuntman Sam. So the Emmys were the other day, and Alex Borstein, she does the voice of Lois on Family Guy. She's so talented.
She's terrific.
She was on Mad TV back in the day as well. She's on the red carpet, and they asked her about her dress, and this is how she answered.
This is actually my wedding dress. This was from 20 years ago. And the marriage didn't last, but the dress did. I wanted to give it new life. So now it's my Emmy dress. That's the truth.
Now, a lot of women found that very shocking, that she actually re-wore her wedding dress. Donna, what's your first take?
First of all, you know I'm a big recycler. So anything secondhand, use it again, save your money, help the environment, rah, rah, rah. I love it. First of all, it's gorgeous. And
she
second of all, you know, although she's super talented, she wouldn't be considered an A-lister, right?
Yeah.
So designers give their stuff to promote. And she probably didn't. I'm just saying, because I know no one's offered their A-list gowns to me because I'm a C-list. No, I'm more like an F-lister. And I love it. I love that she recycled it.
Would you be okay with renting a wedding dress?
If I ever got married again?
Yeah.
If hell froze over, I'm just kidding. The peanut gallery is tittering here. Yes, I totally would.
You would, eh?
I would never, listen, each to his own, but if you said, you have to spend $7,000 on a wedding gown, I would say, are you crazy? I'm traveling around the world. That's what I would do with my money. Anyone can do what they want. I think it's outrageous.
See, I think there's women who would argue with you. Because in my experience with my wife and my ex, that wedding dress is what, you know, that was like the biggest thing in their life.
I get it.
That they had to get at one point, and renting it was just hell no. This needs to be mine, even though they're going to wear it one time, and it's just going to sit there probably
for the next
30 years.
Yeah, but it's so much money. I don't get it. I don't know. It's just not my cup of tea.
But it's the meaning behind it, I guess.
The meaning of what?
That it's your wedding dress, and it's yours, and it belongs to you, and it was custom made for you.
Well, I bought a car. It belongs to me. I make payments on it.
Because a friend of mine, actually, he's getting married soon.
Yeah.
And he suggested to his fiance, like, why don't you just rent the dress? And she freaked out. She's like, no, I want to buy the wedding dress. I want it to be mine.
I completely get it about that. But I think it is outrageous to spend that kind of money on a wedding dress.
I'm okay with the idea of reusing your wedding dress. But if I was to get married to my girlfriend and she was to use her wedding dress from her first marriage, I would not be okay with that.
I don't think that anyone would do that.
Like there's no occasion.
That's a whole different show.
Yes, seriously. Is it okay to rent your wedding dress? We're getting texts at 1995. Kim, I got to ask you, your wedding dress, did you buy it when you got married?
Yes, I did buy it.
Do you still have it?
$6,000 later, I have a pile of silk in the basement.
How much grand?
About $6,000.
I'm going to come over there right now.
From my grandmother.
Okay, but if you can go back in time.
It was a gift from my grandmother.
If you can go back.
Okay, Yeah, I get it. But what, you know, when you actually wear something that's older, that's a family, you know, heirloom, I love that. But I just think dropping that kind of cash on that thing that you're going to wear once, I think it's crazy.
Would you rent? Would you rent if you had to do it again?
With theme weddings nowadays? Yeah, maybe.
Theme weddings. Okay.
Like the times are changing. Weddings are different. Right.
Future.
Exactly. And a glass in one hand. No, I'm
kidding. All right. Lots of texts coming in. 99.25. As guys, we would always be like, we don't get it. We don't understand spending that much money on a wedding dress. Like for us,
every guy rents his.
Okay, if you had a tuxedo,
yeah,
and you got married in it, and you got married again years later, and you still fit in the tuxedo, would you wear it again?
Yes. If I had it, yeah,
of course. So,
but I wouldn't tell her. That'd be the difference, I think.
Okay.
All right, we're taking a lot of texts and calls on this. Peggy wants to chime in. Go ahead.
A friend of mine had to buy two wedding dresses because she got pregnant just a few months before the wedding.
That's
her
the
dress
word.
Didn't fit. So combined, the price of the two dresses was $12,000.
No.
Okay. So that's a down payment on a house. Sorry, but
and where are those?
You can go into debt for your wedding.
Yeah, where are those dresses now?
In storage.
In storage. So yes, right.
Exactly.
But they can be used.
I'm with you, Donna. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Like you wear it again, dye it, do something else with it. That's a great idea.
See, absolutely.
With my wife, she's like, well, we can use part of the dress to make our daughter her baptism dress. And it means a lot to her because it was her wedding dress.
I love that. So. That is fine. But ladies, let me tell you, take it from someone who's a divorcee. And I have dropped the money on a wedding dress, trust me. And I regret it.
Thanks, Peggy, for the call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're getting texts now, 99925. Somebody says you can buy a $19,000 wedding dress for $100 at Nova. Used only once before. This sounds like a commercial.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Now that's okay.
So, Sam, you're going to propose now?
Well, now that I know that I have a cheaper option, yeah. Okay. But you know all those shows say yes to the dress? I mean,
yes.
Their budgets are $1,000, $2,000 sometimes, and they get nice dresses. I don't see why it has to be such an exorbitant amount of money.
I don't either.
It's meaningful. It's meaningful
why,
to some
though?
Women. It's because they've been looking
forward.
You
feel like forward, a princess? You want to feel like a queen?
Look, exactly. All eyes on her, and she's been looking forward to it for her whole
Take
life.
Take me to Europe.
Yeah, well, hey, Europe's amazing. So,
yeah.
Sam, Josie's on line one.
Yeah, I know.
She's wedding dress shopping as we speak.
Give me the website address for this Nova place.